The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Rashad White. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, here, of course, with the Trash Man. Today, we're going to be talking about adding the rookies, or at least some of the rookies, into the Dynasty Top 250, the Roster Watch Dynasty Top 250 for startup drafts prior to the NFL draft, where they're going to be slotted, about where we sort of value them vis-a-vis NFL veterans that are already in the Top 250. For this month before the draft, we're going to get the rookies in there because we know some of you guys have startup drafts pre-NFL draft. Of course, the Dynasty Rookie Cheat Sheet will be out post-NFL draft once we have landing spots. But for now, we figured we're going to get some of the rookies in just because the startup drafts sometimes can happen before the NFL draft. And if you're able to take rookies, we want to make sure that some of the top guys, at least how we've got them broken down and sort of stacked up and ranked right now, how we would rank them against the veterans. We're also going to break down the Texas A&M running back, Devon Achain. Just a quick note also, on Thursday, I'm going to be going to Fort Worth to TCU Pro Day. So not sure. Well, maybe I'll talk to Trashman. Maybe on Friday we can do like a recap of that or something instead of doing the Thursday show. Do you got anything going on Friday? Do you know?
Should be fine.
You can see the Trash Man's wheels turning to try and make some shit up real quick so we can get out of doing a podcast. We're also going to have Byron at Anthony Richardson Pro Day at Florida. So your boys at Roster Watch, man, we're here hustling. We're trying to keep the content updated and keep the tools updated. Of course, we have the best ball cheat sheet that's now up to version 1.2 available on the website that just got updated yesterday. The Trash Man's Dynasty Top 250 rankings updated as of the 27th, but we're going to be updating them again with the rookies with this stuff that we discuss. Trash Man, I was just talking to you beforehand. Apparently Underdog got hacked, or at least some with their notifications, they got hacked because they sent out a notification from Test 2 that says we stand with Sean K. Or maybe it's just Shonk or S-A-S-E-A-N-K. And then I get on Twitter. I'm just like, what the hell does this mean? I typed in Sean K. And people are sharing their screenshots from the Starbucks app saying like, hey, this is Sean K here. How are you? this guy Sean K must be having some fun today, I guess.
He likes Starbucks and fantasy football, I guess. He
drinks a bunch of Starbucks and does 150 underdog drafts, right?
He gets that latte with the whipped cream on top.
I'm tilted, man. Before we get into dining, I'm tilted that this, it looks like this big board's over at Underdog, the $10 contest that's up right now, looks like this thing's about to fill already. It's like 93% full this morning.
There's a lot of degenerates out there.
I'm telling you, man. I've only been able to get in like 20, 22 bullets, dude. It's like it's going to be done before I can even get close. Okay. Let's talk about the dynasty ranking because this is tough. And I think probably what we'll need to do before we do it is maybe sort of come to our consensus about who the top – I don't know. Looks like you have your top – all right, so you have your top guys in here right now. You have your rankings of your top five. I have my rankings in my top five. I'm going to go through and make a little average here just so we can do that.
I mean, it feels like the receiver position, like Quentin Johnson and Jackson Smith and Jigba are the only two players who I feel like we can get anywhere in the realm of significant, you know, well, and the, you know, and around the top 50,
Have you looked at ADPs for this? I haven't really even looked at ADPs. I just want to do it between the two of us. If we're way off, we're way off.
No, I haven't.
Let's just talk through it. And then we're have to compare it with ADPs because we don't want to break anything, right? We don't want it to be like we're way too far ahead. But I think it'll be good to say, like, you know, this is what we've come to just from our own senses, from our own kind of back of the napkin early projections that we could do without knowing a team fit or anything like that. Feels more like an art than a science right now about where these guys are going to be slotted, because it's going to be risky not knowing a landing spot and not knowing what, you know, opportunity, what volume is going to be available to these players. But I just think let's start with running backs, because I think they're going to go off. Let's start with Bijan Robinson, because he'll be the first one to go off. Okay, Bijan Robinson from Texas,
literally and figuratively.
Yeah, he's going to be our obvious number one running back in this class. We've talked and talked and talked about him here on this podcast. Everybody knows, you know, after the 4.47 40, the comparison that we had to like Saquon Barkley meets a Cedric Benson type player, one of the best players that we've seen live and in the flesh come out of UT, the best running back that Texas has had. Would you say since Ricky or since Jamaal Charles? I mean,
probably since Jamaal Charles.
I think that Bijan was a better college runner than Jamaal was.
Well, Charles was, he was never utilized like a Bijan.
Well, Bijan, remember Bijan wasn't. Do you remember Tom Herman? What he did would be get Bijan like 7 carries a game as a freshman. It was the most tilting thing. But regardless, he's a special player. He's a special prospect. There's not enough that we can say about Bijan Robinson. And he's only going to be 21 this year. We say he's the best running back prospect we've seen since a Saquon Barkley. I think that that's right, right? Maybe he's even better than Barkley as a prospect. It's kind of hard to be cleaner than Barkley, right?
Yeah.
Barkley had the receiving. Barkley was a slight bit faster. Barkley was just as physical a runner. He's just as magic. But now, see, Barkley, if we're looking at let's just look at the one quarterback rankings. So –
I think just looking at it, I have him. I mean, I'd have him right around the Dalvin Cook, Rashad White.
No. Bijan? I think Bijan needs to be like Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. Then we get into like the Jonathan Taylors, Kenneth Walkers of the world, CeeDee Lamb, Bijan Robinson.
You would have him just like carte blanche, like ahead of a Tony Pollard?
Yes. I would have him ahead of Breece Hall. He's a better player. Breece Hall's coming off an injury. Saquon Barkley's 26.
We're talking about this situation too. I mean,
Bijan Robinson will step into a situation. He's going to get taken in the first round of the NFL draft, meaning he's going to get 4 years with an NFL team. Whether or not they pick up a fifth year option or not, we don't know. But they're going to run the pants off of him on a rookie contract. It's Bijan. He's big enough to hold up. He's better than these guys. I mean, we can't have him.
There's some element of like bird in hand
right now. We cannot have guys like Travis Etienne and Eckler, who's 28 years old and stuff, over Bijan Robinson. Bijan's 21. He's going to be 21 his whole rookie season. He's 21. Breece Hall is going to be 21 too, but he's coming off an ACL. He needs to be like.
Then we need to move Pollard up then.
I have no problem moving up Pollard. I have no problem. I mean, I have Pollard way ahead of. I have Pollard ahead of, not way ahead, but a little bit ahead of Josh Jacobs just in season long, just for best ball. So I don't see, I mean, they're about the same age. I don't see why he shouldn't be in dynasty. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. We need to move DeAndre Swift down in these rankings too, Trash Man. We've been low on him. I think that the ADPs are catching up now to where we need to move. We need to move like DeAndre Swift. Let's move DeAndre Swift. Move down. So I'm going to write it down. Move down to like Drake London area, right? And then with Pollard, just move up to where you think's right. Right?
Yeah.
But this is Bijan goes here. Bijan goes between CeeDee Lamb and Breece Hall. He might even need to go ahead of CeeDee. I mean, dude, if I'm in a draft, trash man, and it goes Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and I'm choosing between Jonathan Taylor, who's 24, and Kenneth Walker, who's 22, who the Seahawks have said we're going to keep a committee no matter what. I'm just like, why not just take? Why not just get sick and take Bijan? He's that good. He really is that special. And it's not just our eyeballs that tells us; it's all the advanced metrics that tell us.
I mean, I don't doubt that. I'm just maybe conflating it with maybe he lands in a situation where it's not completely clear cut.
Even if it's not, dude, the cream will rise to the top. And not everything's completely clear cut with Breece Hall. You know, not everything's completely. I mean, are things completely clear cut right now with CeeDee Lamb? I mean, I guess they kind of are.
Yeah. I mean, who's playing above Breece Hall in New York?
Well, he's coming off an ACL.
Yeah, but he's what, 22?
We still and trash man, we still don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. Like, if they miss out on Aaron Rodgers, they fall flat on their face. To me that's easy. You have Bijan ahead of Breece Hall. I think since Kenneth Walker's only 22, that makes it a little bit harder. But I think he should be ahead of Kenneth. I don't know. Bijan's a top five pick in Dynasty Startups. Where you have him between number three and number six, I think it's fine. But you can't get him below Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley. He's that kind of prospect, and he's six and 5 years younger, respectively. That's a lot. That's a lifetime for an NFL runner, trash man. And if we really do believe he's generational,
I get it.
And that's part of the tough part about drafting before the NFL draft, right? We're playing with imperfect information. But let's say in the NFL draft, he goes to the Cowboys. Well, he's going to be the 1.03 pick, because that means one more year of Pollard and then Bijan to the moon. To the moon, right?
Yeah.
So you can make that decision where you have them slotted. These rankings are – you're the one who administers them. But that's about where he goes. Speaking of Pollard, where he is, I think the next player in Dynasty that I'll be interested in, I think next will be our number one receiver, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, right? Or would you think Gibbs goes around? Would you rather have a guy like – I'm just not sure about Gibbs is smaller – JSN is the next player in Dynasty that I'm interested in after Bijan. Does your dog like Gibbs that much?
She loves him.
Tell him to shut up. We're trying to do a podcast. I'm looking here. So I think. I mean, I still got to like Amon-Ra St. Brown, DK Metcalf. We got to get trash me. Can you just move down Swift today? At some point today, just move him down. This is embarrassing. Yeah. Okay. To me, it's like when I get to this area of like Devontae Smith, Drake London, T. Higgins, Jalen Hurts in a one quarterback league, Nick Chubb. He needs to be ahead of Deebo Samuel, Cooper, like these old guys, right? Deebo, Cooper Kupp, those guys, JSN.
So you think I don't know if I put him above Hurts.
What are you so scared of, trash man? Why are you scared of these rookies?
Well, I mean, just because JSN, I don't know that every team that he lands on will have him as their
after his pro day and after the
number one.
He's a number one wide receiver. He's a sick number one wide receiver, trash man. We can't be waffling on our takes here. He's great. He's amazing. How old is he going to be? 22.
I'm not doubting his greatness. I'm just doubting.
No, he's only going to be 21.
I'm doubting some offensive coordinator's ability to utilize JSN in a way that makes him, that gives him that kind of value immediately.
Well, sometimes, trash man, in Dynasty, you just have to go with the talent, though. He's and you have to also look at the age. Deebo Samuel's 27 years old. I mean, I could understand with Drake London. God, I can't believe that Devontae Smith's going to be 25 this year. T. Higgins is only going to be 24 this year. I think that's where he needs to be then with the T. Higgins.
I mean, I have a hard time. Maybe I just need to move Hurts up a little bit because I just have a hard time.
That's fine if you want to move up Hurts. So I'll say fine to move up. Everybody who checks into the Dynasty Top 250 before you get this cleaned up is going to see all these cockamamie notes on here. But I think JSN belongs here. JSN.
You like JSN more than a Damian Pierce?
Yes. Yes. I would love to trade Damian Pierce right now in any of my Dynasty leagues for Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Or a Christian Watson.
Yes. And it's not close.
God, we got George Pickens. I mean,
not close.
You don't think Pickens is close to a JSN in athletic ability?
Well, athletic ability is close. So I guess I'm talking out both sides of my mouth with that. But I do know that Pickens is stuck with Pickett.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that JSN won't get stuck with somebody who's not going to be worth his Saul.
He could look. I still prefer JSN athletically and as a prospect, and like given his profile, I still prefer him to George Pickens. So I like him better than George Pickens.
See,
I like him better than Christian.
We saw
Washington.
Pickens too when he was. I mean, he wasn't his coming into this to this first year. He wasn't at full speed.
Look, if you want to take a bull stance on George Pickens, that's fine. Just move up George Pickens. Hell, move up Jameson Williams. He needs to be moved up anyway. We need Jameson Williams now over DJ Moore. And we need to switch the – God damn it, Trent. We need to put DJ Moore place for fucking Chicago. So now that I've done that, get Pickens both above – EJM, get, and then both closer to JSN, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that solve it for you? Then you get Jameson, but now the question becomes, do you like Jameson Williams and George Pickens both better than Christian Watson and Treylon Burks? I think what you do is you have those guys in a little cluster. DJ Moore moves down a little bit more now into like the Jerry Jeudy area, right? And yeah. JSN is up here in this Devontae Smith, Drake London, T. Higgins area, yeah, with the guys separating them being these the older dudes, the Deebo Samuels, the Cooper Kupps, et cetera. I think that makes sense. Okay. What about Jahmyr Gibbs? Where do you start to think about him, the running back out of Alabama, who you have ranked as your – do you have him ranked as your number two? Yep.
Yeah.
So we got to take into consideration, you know, this is Dynasty. He's not big, but it's funny. Like, this was something – and I'll talk about it more whenever we – talk about Devon Achane, because I was just looking at sub 200 pound running backs in half point PPR and how many of these guys have even been running back twos in fantasy football, like dating back. I've gone back now to 2017. I have not found many of these guys.
It's not common.
Yeah. But there are dudes, but here's the thing. Jahmyr Gibbs is really awesome. And he weighs 199. That's not too far off from Austin Eckler, who's just like 201 or 202.
Well, and I feel like Gibbs has more of a frame to put on weight.
Yeah, it's not that much different from like Christian McCaffrey. You know, it isn't like Jahmyr Gibbs is like one of these complete outliers we'll talk about later. Do you know that James White he weighed in like 203 pounds or something? I was thinking maybe James White could have been one of these small guys that had the, you know, sub 200 pound, but he's not even. So
yeah,
far,
I mean, I feel like James White on any other team doesn't become James White.
Yeah. I think Jahmyr Gibbs on basically any team he plays on is going to be drafted with the capital where they're going to give him the football. Right. And so if you don't want to take as bullish a stance on some of these, like, I can completely understand if once we get past Bijan, once we get past JSN, especially with Bijan, though, I can completely understand taking a very conservative approach with a guy like Gibbs. He definitely needs to be ahead of Alvin Kamara. I'll just say that much. A 28-year-old Kamara.
Okay. I mean, I don't mind putting him ahead of Stevenson.
I don't mind it either. What about Rashad White?
I mean, that's probably about where I'd put him.
Okay.
I mean, White we know is going to get the opportunity, so I'd probably put him.
Okay, let's put Jahmyr Gibbs between Rashad White and Ramondre. Let's put Gibbs there. I think that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the next guy that we favor, the next one that would kind of come off the board, would you consider that to be – oh, it's a couple of TCU guys that we both really like. I think I have Addison. Do I have Addison ranked it? So I have Addison ranked ahead of Quentin Johnston. But as far as a cumulative, we have Quentin Johnston over JSN, which I don't really mind that much.
I mean, Addison, just like 73. Size-wise, I mean, Addison's not – I mean, he's sub 175 pounds.
I think that's fine. I think he's going to come in with pretty good draft capital, though. I also think Quentin Johnston will, though, too. I think the Houston Texans are a sneaky team to maybe take Quentin Johnston. Would you like that?
I could see that.
Would you like that for him for landing spot if he went at 12 with the pick that they got from Cleveland?
Well, I don't know who's throwing the ball for Houston.
Well, it'll be Bryce Young to Quentin Johnston. That would be what I would think. I think some of the sharper NFL types are starting to say, you know,
Stroud to the Panthers.
Some of the sharper NFL types are starting to say that if Houston had their druthers, they would take Bryce Young.
Okay.
So I don't, but that's only if they could have their druthers. Maybe he won't be available. Maybe Carolina takes him.
I mean, I think Carolina is more likely to take Stroud.
What? You think it'll be Stroud?
I think so.
Well, the reports are that the Texans like Bryce Young.
And I read that the Panthers like Stroud.
So, I don't know. I think if it was Bryce Young, it would be great for Quentin Johnston. Regardless, we don't know. This is a tough thing to do. With Quentin Johnston, he's going to be in this first year. He'll be 22. I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking – I'm not really sure how far off this
maybe
is.
Maybe around the James Cook, Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I was thinking right around that area too. Because that's near Rashad Bateman. It's ahead of Christian Kirk. It's ahead of Jahan Dotson, Marquise Brown. I think that's actually right. Maybe, yeah, I think that's actually perfect. Let's put him there, like 60-ish overall.
Yeah.
Quentin Johnston. Okay, and does Kendre Miller fall somewhere in this area too? Because I think I'm picking Kendre Miller over like a 29-year-old Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, who we have back-to-back. I think I like Kendre Miller, who hadn't even turned 20. Kendre is still 20. And we can always move him up or down based on what I learned at Pro Day on Thursday about his – I'm just going to pepper him about his knee. I just want to – like, are you going to be ready for rookie minicamp, dude? What happened? Yeah. What the hell happened with this knee? You were questionable all week to play in the national championship. You tested it out. Then you can't run at the combine. You can't run at the Pro Day. What the hell? You know, We'll see if he answers. But I think
there would be more than a Cam Akers.
I think it's the kid, the Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon, Cam Akers, all that stuff. I think Kendre Miller goes there. I also think that, like, I think that's also right around the time when I'm taking, I'm starting to look at, like, yeah, like Roshan and Charbonnet and stuff. I think that, like, right in that pocket, it's this, like,
no AJ.
And like I said, I haven't seen the ADPs yet. Oh gosh, let's I'm just looking at this. Let's give Kadarius just a little bump up.
I mean, I might like A-Chain more than Roshan. In fact, I think I have him ranked ahead of him.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I have major concerns about A-Chain that we'll talk about here in a second. But let's just say let's slot in those six guys, okay? And let's just make sure. Oh, Jesus Christ. We need to move Zeke down. Make sure all those guys are at least Zeke needs to be down below. Okay. And let's make sure that we get all those guys. If you like A-Chain that much, it's fine. We might have to change it later. But let's get Kendre, Roshan, Charbonnet, A-Chain all above where you, let's say, like, where you currently have Khalil Herbert. Let's get Khalil Herbert down too. Okay. So I don't know where in this area, but Miller, Roshan, A-Chain, Charbonnet, all in here. And then I think that this is also where we can start. Right around like the Amari Coopers, the Mike Williams, all these kinds of guys. Maybe around the Marquise Brown and the Deontay Johnson and stuff. The Ayuks. Now, this is where the Addison stuff starts. Jordan Addison, right?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else? Like Addison? Oh, Zay Flowers. That gets us to about a top five. So it kind of rounds out the rookies that we're taking in the top 100. Right? So in summary, we're going to be getting Bijan up into the top six. Trashman is going to be able to decide where that happens. We're going to have to get DeAndre Swift moved down in this little update we're doing. We're going to move Tony Pollard up because Trashman does not want Tony Pollard so far off from Bijan Robinson. So we're going to get Tony Pollard up from where we currently have him as 24 overall in Dynasty Startups. I feel like that's actually pretty bullish. We'll get him up from there. We're going to slot in JSN around.
I mean, I feel like Tony Pollard with no Zeke.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, dude, I feel it. Make it happen, Cap. It's good. Make it happen. It should have happened earlier. Let's get JSN in the T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, Drake London area, but I'm fine with you moving up Jalen Hurts into that area or ahead of one of those guys if you want to. Okay. We need to take Jameson Williams and George Pickens, get them both above DJ Moore and closer to where we're going to be slotting in JSN. So maybe the guys that'll divide the JSN, Devontae Smith, Drake London, T. Higgins group from the Jameson Williams, George Pickens group will just be the older guys, the Debo Samuels, the Cooper Kupps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs, we're slotting in the behind Rashad White, but in front of Ramondre Stevenson, who we are probably 15 spots lower on than consensus. That's right around pick 45 to 50 for Jahmyr Gibbs. We're going to be getting Quentin Johnston in right at around pick 60 or so, right around where Terry McLaurin goes off, where you can get the running backs like, you know, J.K. Dobbins and David Montgomery, who are 26 years old and 25 years old, respectively. Jordan Addison and Zay Flowers need to actually – they should be right after Jahan Dotson. Or in that – they need to be alongside Dotson and ahead of Marquise Brown and Deontay Johnson. We're going to give a little bump up to Kadarius Toney. And then right when we get to these 80s, where we get to some of these more crusty running backs, like the Tyler Algiers and the Pachecos, and where Trashman had Zeke Elliott, and we need to move Zeke Elliott down below Pacheco. But certainly above Khalil Herbert, I think, now that we have the Deontay Foreman situation to deal with. He's 25. Let's get Kendre Miller. Let's get Charbonnet. Let's get Roshan. Whatever you want to do with A-Chain, let's do it right there. And that'll sort of round out what we're doing as far as the top 100 when it comes to where we're slotting these rookies for Dynasty Startup drafts in 2023, pre-NFL draft. All right, let's talk about A-Chain. I'll just tell you my thoughts real quick, Trash Man. So Devon A-Chain, Texas A&M running back, who Trashman has ranked at number 4 overall at only 5'8 and a half, 188 pounds. He's a small little man, 8.5-inch hands, 29-inch arms. He did run the 4.3 240, and he was just insanely productive within the context of his very shitty offense at Texas A&M.
I mean, that, you watch his tape. He doesn't look that small.
He doesn't. I will give you that. I was shocked, though, to see that he, given his numbers. So his numbers this last year were 196 carries, 36 receptions, which was a 16% market share, which is just insane. I mean, he's obviously guys going to be used heavily in the receiving game. His total yards was 1298 from scrimmage and 11 touchdowns from scrimmage. But all that together, it basically was like the fourth best production within the context of his offense and on the whole slate here of combine participants. And when you look at that, you're just like, man, but that really was a crummy offense this year that it put up such bad numbers, that he could be such a giant,
contributor
from a market share perspective with, you know, you got these other guys going for, you know, 15-15 and 13-70 and 16-80. And, you know, Eric Gray went for like 15-95 and Tyjae Spears went for 18-37. And you got A-Chain that goes for 12-98 and 11 touchdowns. Bijan had 20, you know, Kendre had 17, Tyjae had 21, you know, Sean Tucker had 13, Charbonnet had 14. But you know, within the context of the offense, it was one of the absolute best. My only thing was, like I said, I was looking back through guys who were even running back twos in fantasy, and the only guys I could find who were sub 200. Dating back to, so I can't find anybody until 2018 in half point PPR and fantasy points per game in the top 24 running backs, because James White wasn't. I found Philip Lindsay, who was running back 14 for Denver in 2018. Tariq Cohen, who was running back 18 for Chicago in 2018. Then 2017, let's just see. So Gurley, no. Bell, no. Zeke, no. Kamara, no. Kareem Hunt, no. Fournette, no. No, no, no. Chris Thompson, he only played 10 games. What did Chris Thompson weigh? Yeah, 187.
He's a small guy.
Yeah, so Chris Thompson was running back on as far as fantasy points per game in 2017. He only played 10 games, but Chris Thompson was running back 11. Was Duke Johnson over 100 pounds or over 200? Yeah, he's 207. Yeah. What about Deion Lewis? No, 195. Yeah. So Deion Lewis was running back 19 that year, 2017. So we're going back to – let's look at 2016. We'll go back, what, six years? So
– I mean, I feel like Darren Sproles got to be in there somewhere.
So it's Carlos – was Theo Riddick sub 200? He could have been. He was 200 on the dot. Spencer Ware, Lamar Miller, no. Oh, Amir Abdullah might have been.
Well, that was one of the comps I had for
205. Danny Woodhead. He had to. No, he's 200.
He's above.
Here's the thing, dog. It's like, I mean, it's just so hard to find a guy who's 188 pounds. You're going to have to be a Tariq Cohen. You're going to have to be a Tariq Cohen. I mean, unless they just use him as a slot receiver.
Which they very well could.
What is your scouting?
But he's an interesting just combination of skill sets.
Okay, well, tell us about him.
I mean, he's a fantastic in-between-the-tackles runner who isn't afraid to, you know, put his head down and you know, hit his gaps in between the tackles, but he's also a really excellent pass catcher too. I mean, he's just really well-rounded as a back. The only reason I don't see him as a three down back maybe is because, you know, he's not really that good an asset in pass protection. And I feel like that's important for being a three down back, but he has all the other skills. All the other skill sets are being a three down back, I think.
I mean, but a three down back can't weigh 188 pounds. He's going to get smeared. Are you kidding me?
I mean, he's shown to be productive in the role in college.
I think only thing that you can say, Trashman, the only thing you can say is that Phillip Lindsay weighed 190. He was, out of all these guys that we talked about.
And I feel like A-Chain's a better athlete than Phillip Lindsay.
Well, of course, he would be a supercharged Phillip Lindsay. And if you're saying he's a supercharged Phillip Lindsay, that's something I could get on board with, because it doesn't feel too hard to go out on a limb and say somebody's a supercharged Phillip Lindsay. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what is that for you?
But he's a better pass catcher than Phillip Lindsay, too.
So you're telling me that you think that Devon Achane is going to be more at the NFL level than a gadget type of running back?
Well, no, I mean, it depends on the offense he's in. I feel like if he's in an offense with a creative offensive coordinator, he could be. I don't know that that's the case, though.
And
that's why, you know, that's why there's some trepidation about, you know, placing him as high as I might in the top 250. I think he's got the potential. I think he's got the ceiling. I think he's got the upside, but I just don't know. It's like a LaVisca Chenault situation. In the right situation, that guy is all pro. In the wrong situation,
he's LaVisca Chenault.
Yeah.